Now look at you. Why are you whining? You knew exactly what you were getting into when we made this wager. You knew the stakes. And I'm sure you had plans for what you wanted to do to me too. In fact, I think I know exactly what you wanted to do to me. And you would not have been merciful. And remember, I know how much you like to dominate people. So a turnabout is very fair play here. You told me I could do whatever I wanted. And all I've asked you to do this far is to get cuffed and collared and spanked. I've been gentle with you. Trust me, this is the easy part. You know, it's just gonna get rougher and more intense as the weekend goes on. If you can't take this, then, well, you're really gonna hate tomorrow. You're so used to denying others. So used to having this kind of control over them. Being in this position, well, it's got to be getting under your skin. And I like the thought of that. That's half the fun, truth be told. Oh, look how flushed you're getting. You're so angry that I won't just give in to your wishes. But the truth is, right now, I own you. Your pain, your pleasure, they're elements of my whim. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you understand that your body is mine, that it's my playground, the happier you'll be. Sure. You may whimper and complain and try to compel me with all the arguments you think you have at your disposal. But in the end, what happens to you is my decision. Now, I'm gonna give you a little taste of the training you're going to endure under my cruel tutelage this weekend. You have to know exactly what kind of mistress I am. This is an anal hook. And from that name, you know exactly where this is going, don't you? That knot tells me everything. And I can see your eyes focused on that very large ball at the end of the hook too. They get a lot bigger than this, so right now, I'm showing you mercy, and you should thank me for that. I want to hear you say the words. Such a good little slave. Well, let's be honest. I have a feeling if the wager had gone the other way, you'd be prepping me for one of these, wouldn't you? That was such a guilty look. And I loved seeing that. I'm gonna be so kind to you right now. I could push this in with little to no lube, slowly inching it in while I listen to you beg for me to stop. And that would hurt so much. Maybe another day, or after another bet. I know you're gonna beg me anyways, but this way at least it will hurt a little less. But I could have been that cruel. Remember that. But I'm not gonna be overly kind either. If I was, I'd warm the metal of the hook up first. In fact, no. I'll let you find that out for yourself. Oh yeah, I saw you shiver as I pressed the end against your asshole. It's so cold, isn't it? And it's gonna be so much fun watching you struggle as you try to warm it up. It's gonna take a while though. I had it in the fridge, so it's cold all the way through. That's it. That's a good little pet. Feel that stretch. It's not fun, but it's really good training for you. You'll get it nice and toasty soon enough. But the cold is making you clench, isn't it? You just can't help yourself. But you have to know that this ass is gonna get used and abused, and you have to be ready for that. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Now arch your back. Do it. I'm telling you to do that so it hurts less. Now the whitest part of ball is through, so you can relax. The worst is over. The whitest part of the ball is through, and it should just slide in. And that tight little asshole is just gonna clamp around it. Oh, look at that. Look at all that pre-cum. That ball must be resting right against your prostate right now. Oh, I can hear you moaning. We're gonna have so much fun. You'll see. That wasn't so bad, now was it? You're so full now, aren't you? I'm sure you can feel every little move you make. Oh, you can feel that rope on your back too, can't you? Well, there's a reason for that. But I'll just let you think about it for a bit before I do what I want. Because that's gonna be so much fun. That slow dawning realization. It's perfection. Yeah, there were definitely other reasons for me to make you wear that collar. I'm sure you noticed the loop when I put it on you. But you thought I was gonna put you on a leash. And that might still happen at some point, but I had other plans for it first. Now, you know how good I am with ropes at this point, so it'll only take me a few seconds to tread that rope through and knot it up tight. I bet you can hardly move now. You'll also notice that I wrapped it around the chain on your handcuffs too. So you'll definitely feel that every time you move your wrists. And who knows? Maybe you'll start to like it. Oh, I'm sure as you squirm, you're gonna make yourself come. It'll ache, and then you'll find yourself helpless to stop from just giving into it. I'm sure you'll be so noisy when you do. And I know I can definitely think of some ways to help that process along. I mean, your ass is already red from the spankings I gave you earlier, but I think you're ready for more. But I don't want to have to hear you beg for me to stop, or even beg for me to spank you harder. So we're gonna have to put that ball gag back in. Because good slaves don't speak. And you want to be a good slave for me, don't you? Not for me. Good boy. Now I'm just gonna shift you just a bit. You felt every bit of that. I could tell by the way you shuddered. So when I spank you with a hook in. Oh, yeah, look at you squirm. This has to feel exquisite, doesn't You want to stay still, but your body won't let you. And you got a nice feedback loop going, aren't you? Such a good little slave. Oh, you hated this at first, but you're really starting to enjoy this now. You want me to spank you harder? Not if you like that. Oh, I know that would pull a bit. Are you okay? Yes, you see your noises now? Yeah, you definitely learned your lesson. Now one cheek, and then the other. Yeah. have to be getting so sore. But you seem like getting closer to coming, too. And I bet you never thought there'd be a day where you'd be able to come from this, now did you? So, I'm gonna go faster now, just because I can. It's been such a learning experience for you, hasn't it? And you've been such a good slave for me. And I want you to do one more thing for me at the end of this. Come for me. Don't fight it. You can. And I want you to. Just let go. Mm-hmm. Now that's a good little slave. That pushed all your buttons, didn't it? Now, how did you like that? We'll just take the gag out so you can use your words. Oh, silly. I never told you I'd give you the keys to those cups. You just assumed that if you were good, I'd hand them over. I don't know why you thought I'd give them to you. Such a silly, silly, silly boy. Haven't you learned yet? We're just getting started. Now why are you whining? You've only been in those handcuffs for 3 hours so far. And those ankle ones for like 45 minutes? I mean, if you don't like what we've been doing so far, we could always do something a little more adventurous. I could throw you into my car, put you right next to me. Just like that. Just pick a dark corner and push you out into the street. Just leave you tied up like this, and then you'll have to rely on the kindness of strangers. Maybe they'll help you. And maybe they'll help themselves, if you catch my drift. You wouldn't want me to do that, now would you? I mean, it does sound like fun to me. No, I didn't think so. So I'm just gonna leave you here for a bit and let you think about what I'm gonna do to you next. I mean, half the fun of this is the anticipation. I like making you come like that. And you're gonna have so many more orgasms this weekend. That was just a taste. So, don't get me wrong. I am going to break you. And then you'll never mention those keys again, now will you? Because at the end of this, you're gonna beg me to be my slave. To never let you go. And as long as I can make you come like this, you'll always want me to be your mistress. And you'll never regret losing that bet.